you stay inside. I know you're craving some fresh air, but the ceiling fan is so nice. And we could live so happily if no one knows that you're with me. I'm just kidding, but really, really.
This is A Day to Listen 2024 with your host, Kim Wheeler.
Anine, hello. I'm Kim Wheeler and this is A Day to Listen. Today is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. It is a day to remember, to learn, and to honor residential school survivors and the little children who never made it home. We have been bringing you conversations and stories about Indigenous people all day today, and I hope you have been not only enjoying them, but also learning things about Indigenous people that you may not have known before. I'm going to be with you for the next 4 hours, so maybe I should tell you a bit about myself. I live in Winnipeg, what I like to call the heart of Turtle Island. I'm Anishinaabe and Mohawk, and I'm a 60 Scoop survivor. I have been sharing positive Indigenous stories in both the mainstream and Indigenous media since, well, let's just say a really long time. I was honored to be asked to host and produce A Day to Listen by the Executive Director, Sarah Medanick, of the Gord Downie and Chani Wenjack Fund, who are bringing you this special programming today on the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation.
Sunday morning.
Hello, my name is Kim Wheeler, and I'll be your host right up to 6 p.m. I'm registered at Seguin First Nation in Manitoba, but my maternal bloodline comes from the Sandy Bay First Nation. I was adopted out as part of the 60s Scoop. The 60s Scoop was another way the Canadian government took children from their families. It is well known that the 60s Scoop was a continuation of residential schools in its attempt to assimilate us. It's a period of time that lasted from the 1950s to the early 1980s. I began the search for my maternal family when I was 26. I have yet to find my paternal family. But while I was adopted out and my parents believed in the government line to kill the Indian and the child, I am happy to say they failed. I am a proud Anishinaabe and Mohawk woman, and so are my children. Coming up, I'm speaking with a language keeper from the East Coast, so stick around.
There's always tomorrow. I need more time, but time can't be borrowed. I'd leave it all behind if I could follow. Since the love that you left is all that I get, I want you to know that if I can't be close to you, settle for the ghost of you. I miss you more than life. And if you can't be next to me, your memory is ecstasy. I miss you more than life. I miss you more than life.
It's up to us to acknowledge the true history of this land and take meaningful action toward reconciliation. A Day to Listen is about amplifying Indigenous voices, sharing Indigenous art and culture, and preserving Indigenous stories for future generations. Find more at adaytolisten.ca.
Hey, oh.
contagious? Am I contagious? 'Cause nothing can stop us on a night like this. Makes me wanna say,
it's Roz and Mocha. Today, KISS sounds a little different. It's National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, when every year on this day, radio stations throughout Canada come together to acknowledge the past and take reconciliation by amplifying Indigenous voices and learn about Indigenous languages, teachings, and traditions.
This year's theme is All Our Relations, with hosts Kim Wheeler, Julian Taylor, and January Rogers. We'll hear stories and interviews from Indigenous community leaders, artists, creators, elders, and more on culture and community and how we are all connected.
We're proud to participate in A Day to Listen 2024 in partnership with Gord Downie and Chani Wenjack Fund.
To find out more about A Day to Listen and what you can do to help, go to the KISS website.
The Joker is a monster.
I just want to blow it all up.
This Friday.
His depraved acts of violence led to riots by his followers.
Nobody knew I existed. But look around. Look at all these people. Do you think they see?
You can do anything you want. You're Joker.
Joker. Only in theaters Friday. In a world where savings are rare, one optical store is changing the game. Vogue Optical is bringing back the ultimate sale. 50% off every frame in the store.
Yep, every frame, 50% off. Don't wait, this deal won't last forever. Hurry in to your nearest Vogue Optical location and get 50% off your new frames today. See store for details.
We had food growing up and we were used to being able to eat. But then all of a sudden, we needed that help. That's why the food bank is here. They're here to help you and... They're here to help you.
The food bank is for anyone who needs one. Visit the food bank near you to help and be helped.
Hi, Keith here from Speedy Glass. Looking to get your windshield repaired? It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, visit speedyglass.ca. 2, select the service center and time that suits you best. And 3, pay $0 for your chip repair if you're insured. Count on us to make repairing your windshield easy. Book your windshield repair online today at speedyglass.ca. Certain conditions apply. Details at speedyglass.ca.
Speedy Glass Repair. Speedy Glass Replace.
What's your favorite dish at Cora?
The one that's $15.
That's helpful. The spinach and cheddar omelet is $15. The banana waffle is $15. The 10-star skillet is $15. The ham benedictine is $15. And the surprise, also $15.
Yeah, like I said, the one that's $15.
Come enjoy one of five mouth-watering dishes for just $15. Until October 6th, dine in only. I do breakfast at Cora's Breakfast and Lunch with our favorites at $15 promotion.
My name's Jason, and I said yes to the Capital One Smart Rewards MasterCard because I get rewarded for paying down my card balance. It's pretty amazing. I can then use my points towards gift cards, which are perfect gifts for my niece and nephew. They'd love some new fall outfits, and I know my sister would appreciate it too.
Get rewarded with the Capital One Smart Rewards MasterCard. Visit CapitalOne.ca for more details. You've got this. We've got you.
Ah, another day, another routine. What if you could escape just for a little while? Hit refresh with an all-inclusive vacation, cruise, or flight to paradise. And cherish what really matters. The community of experts at Sellout Vacations have your back with great deals that make finding your happy place easy. The path to better days is clear. Happy travels from SelloutVacations.com.
If you're new to Canada, apply for a Rogers Red MasterCard for 3% cashback value. For select countries, Rogers Bank considers your credit history from back home. Learn more at rogersbank.com.
You have more power than you think. You hold the power to do something. Listen and learn. Today, we honor Indigenous history, amplify Indigenous voices, and honor Indigenous cultures. This is A Day to Listen, and there's more to hear at adaytolisten.ca.
Girls just wanna dance, girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans, I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends, wanna do it to their ex and then get the job done. Girls just wanna dance, girls just wanna have.
Yo, X-Man, I'm the man now, think I feel bad, he was fanned out. Do what you like, you've been too nice, he didn't do right, that's too bad now. Cash out. You and your friends are trying to lash out. And I'm not the one to tell them stand down. They just wanna.
Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends. Wanna do it to their ex and then get the job done. Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have fun. Girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends. Wanna do it to their ex and then get the job done. Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have fun.
You can do what you want.
Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. I just wanna Girls wanna summer with their friends. Wanna do it to their ex and then get the job done. Girls just wanna dance.
Amplifying Indigenous voices. This is A Day to Listen in partnership with the Gord Downie and Shawnee Wenjack Fund.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. I'm Kim Wheeler, and this is A Day to Listen. We have been bringing you excerpts of conversations with movers, shakers, role models, knowledge keepers, and even an Olympian today. To hear the full conversations, check them out at adaytolisten.ca. Over the next 4 hours, I have more conversations to dig into, so I hope you'll stick around.
How did we end up wasting all this love and sacrifice the things we're dreaming of? When in the end, it's time that limits us, but we can fight. We can't fight it. It's funny how we're always wanting more.
This is a day to listen. I'm Kim Wheeler. John R. Sillaboy is Mi'kmaq from Mi'kma'ki or Nova Scotia. I first met John R. at the Juno Awards last March. Nagum, John R.'s personal pronoun, brought a welcoming to the show in the Mi'kma'ki language.
My mother had 10 kids and she was very resourceful. She was living on social assistance and she worked and she made do with food that we gathered or we fished or we hunted with other things, things that we got from Sobeys and Superstore. And at the same time, being as resourceful as she was, there were no literacy or books for children to learn in English, let alone in Mi'kmaq. There were no these children's literacy kits, you know, like the Dolly Parton campaign or anything like that, that kids would receive in the mail, you know, a package to teach them how to read. So when we were kids, my mother helping us trying to understand a little bit of language before going to kindergarten, she would say, okay, there's Sesame Street English that we could learn. I call it CBC English or, you know, CTV English. We would learn some of those words and this and that and just numeric stuff and, you know, colors and standards, standard things that you would learn as a kid. But then my mother, she noticed that we loved looking at the Sears Christmas wish book. And in that Christmas wish book, we were looking at colors and, you know, clothing and toys and all these visuals. And it occurred to her to use the Christmas wish book to start teaching us vocabulary in English. And so we would have a little bit of an advantage, at least be prepared when we get to kindergarten, that we would know our colors. We would know, like, you know, vocabulary for the body parts and stuff for clothing and different things here and there. And so my sister and I, we talk about this, you know, having my mother be so resourceful and teach us through mnemonics, I guess. Ironically, that quest to have a leg up was that sense of resourcefulness that my mother had. But then later in life, as a person in their 50s with grandchildren and lots of grandchildren, my mother had 10 kids and then quickly had many grandchildren, that sense of resourcefulness then became not using, let's say, Christmas wish book, but let's say using cultural activities as a way to instill that necessity to maintain our language.
I remember looking through this year's catalog and circling gifts I wanted. I'm Kim Wheeler, and to hear my full conversation with John R. Sillaboy, check out adaytolisten.ca.
Easy come, easy go, that's just how you live. Oh, take, take, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open, why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it. My car. Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash. Yes, you did. To give me all your love is all I ever ask. 'Cause what you don't understand is I'd catch a grenade. I jump in front of a train for ya. You know I do it.
Reconciliation begins with an open heart and an open mind. Listen and learn. A Day to Listen, a commitment from radio stations throughout Turtle Island in partnership with the Gord Downie and Johnny Wenjack Fund. Find more at adaytolisten.ca.
Truth is bulletproof, there's no fooling you. I don't dress the same. Me and who you say I was yesterday have gone our separate ways. Left my living fast somewhere in the past, cause that's for chasing cars. Turns out open bars lead to broken hearts. I'm going way too far. To be young, you tell me time has not changed me. That's fine, I've had a good run. I know I used to be crazy. That's cause I used to be young. Take one, pour it out, it's not worth crying about the things you can't erase. Like tattoos and regrets, words I never meant, and ones that got away. To be crazy, messed up, but God, was it fun? I know it used to be wild. That's good. Used to be young.
Today, you can do something powerful. You can listen. Join us in honoring the voices and experiences of Indigenous people throughout Canada. Today is a day to listen. Find more at adaytolisten.ca.
is A Day to Listen 2024 with your host, Kim Wheeler.
If you have been tuning in all day, you have heard from a lot of interesting Indigenous people. If you missed any or want to hear full versions of the conversations, you can find them online at adaytolisten.ca. I'm Kim Wheeler, and I recently produced an entire radio and podcast series on Indigenous languages called Words and Culture. Part of this work is reconciliation work. It gives a platform for people to speak their truths, but also for listeners to have a deeper understanding of the importance of Indigenous languages. I'm bringing you more from my conversation with language keeper John R. Sillaboy right here on A Day to Listen.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom, boom, that all the boys chase, and all the right junk, in all the right places. I see the magazine, working out Photoshop. We know that shit ain't real, come on now make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up. Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry about your size. She says boys like a little more booty to hold a knife. And no, I won't be no stick figure silicone Barbie doll. So if that's what you're into, then go ahead and move along. Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass. No trouble, I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, hey. I'm bringing booty back, go ahead and tell them skinny bitches that. No, I'm just playing, I know y'all think you're fat, but I'm here to tell you, every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that.
This is A Day to Listen 2024 with your host, Kim Wheeler.
September 30th is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. It is also A Day to Listen, when over 500 radio stations come together in partnership with the Gord Downie and Cheney Wenjack Fund. We have been bringing you inspirational stories all day and some darker stories of residential schools. I spoke with Mi'kmaq language keeper John R. Sillaboy from Mi'kma'ki, or what you may know as Nova Scotia, and why Nagam thinks some people are able to understand the language but not speak it.
I think it's various reasons. It's not just one reason. I think it's various things that play into this part. For my siblings who left Eskazoni, where we always and only spoke Mi'kmaq continuously, even to the school, and this is early, you know, 70s and early 80s, and then we moved to Millbrook, which is predominantly an English-speaking community, where a lot of the generations younger than myself were not speaking Mi'kmaq. Older generations still were speaking Mi'kmaq, and elders. And so when we went to that community, my siblings that moved from Eskazoni speaking Mi'kmaq constantly had a hard time learning English at the beginning and had a hard time even adjusting at school because they were Mi'kmaq speaking. And then something triggered them to only concentrate on English to try to survive, I think, in their surroundings because they were speaking English only. And they were in a English-speaking school, which demanded a high, you know, they had to speak and also write and read and constantly be bombarded with the language of English, the dominant language around the community. And then going back into Millbrook with interplay with kids constantly speaking English. They only spoke Mi'kmaq at home, which evolved later into speaking more English with them because it was, we could see that they transitioned from speaking Mi'kmaq to English right away. Not right away, over time, like over a year or so. But they were the younger generation. The youngest was around 6 or 7 months old. And then a couple were 1 and 2 years old and 3 and 4 years old type of thing. And so the kids that were 5 years and older continuously spoke Mi'kmaq and continuously speak Mi'kmaq. The younger kids had a hard time maintaining it. And so they out of habit, started answering us in English rather than in Mi'kmaq. I think they just started feeling uncomfortable, perhaps. So that's a reality for my immediate siblings. But then there's other kids that I know in Eskazoni who are younger as well, who at earlier ages are speaking more English as a first language rather than Mi'kmaq. And so that became very alarming to a lot of our communities, not only in Eskazoni, but to the nation. Okay, why are we, you know, having these things happen? And so we had to observe what the influx of and the influence of education, the system around us, the multimedia, the social media later, and how we're trying to use those at the same time as tools of reversing that. And so that's where we're at, is trying to understand how we can use all those tools that were considered potentially factors in which affected our language speakers to be, affected by a lot of the social media being in English or everything else around you being in English. And then we started saying, well, can we design ways in which we can reverse that?
That was John R. Sillaboy, the co-founder of the Wabanaki Two-Spirit Alliance, a nonprofit organization that supports Indigenous Two-Spirit and LGBTQ plus people in the Atlantic region. This is A Day to Listen, and I'm your host, Kim Wheeler.
Wish I could call you last night, try to make sure you're alright. I hate to know you feel alone. I found this picture on my phone, 5 hours so long. I wish you were back from Boston, and alone learning those lessons. You're out there chasing your dreams, mine came true, you should see. Been on tour for weeks now, just hope you're here to see. It was easier when we were younger. It was easier when we were younger. Wish I could call you last night, try to make sure you're alright. I hate to know you feel alone. I wish I could go back in time, try to change the wrong and make it right. I hate to know the good is gone. I hate to know the good is gone. Fight on the hill, I protected you. And everything I bought was true too. But your clothes weren't always new. I guess I missed your face when I steal from your plate. I couldn't stop laughing cause you always did something stupid. It was easier when we were younger. It was easier when we were younger. Wish I could call you last night, try to make sure you're alright. I hate to know you feel alone. Wish I could go back in time, try to change the wrong and make it right. I hate to know the good is gone. I hate to know the good is gone.
Try to make sure you're all right. I hate to know you feel alone.
Hey, it's Roz and Mocha. Today, KISS sounds a little different. It's National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, when every year on this day, radio stations throughout Canada come together to acknowledge the past and take reconciliation by amplifying Indigenous voices and learn about Indigenous languages, teachings, and traditions.
This year's theme is All Our Relations, with hosts Kim Wheeler, Julian Taylor, and January Rogers. We'll hear stories and interviews from Indigenous community leaders, artists, creators, elders, and more on culture and community and how we are all connected.
We're proud to participate in A Day to Listen 2024 in partnership with Gord Downie and Chani Wenjack Fund.
To find out more about A Day to Listen and what you can do to help, go to the KISS website.
The time has come. Linen Chest's annual in-store warehouse sale is finally here. Save up to 75% on a huge selection of merchandise for bed, bath, kitchen, dining, and giftware. Over $10 million of inventory to liquidate before the new collection arrives. Treasures for every room in your home with many items below cost. Linen Chest's annual in-store warehouse sale is now on in all stores. This is your chance to save big.
Thanks for being the designated driver. My turn's next week.
You're the best.
Hey, DD, can I buy you a pop?
All good, guys.
No matter how you thank your designated driver, it helps show your appreciation for their commitment to your safety. Having a DD is one of the easiest and most effective ways to prevent impaired driving. License suspensions, fines, and even jail time. All of this can be prevented by having a DD. Thank you. From Arrive Alive, Drive Sober, The Beer Store, and Desjardins Insurance.
At Toyota, we believe your vehicle is more than just a ride. It's family. So make sure it's prepared for whatever Mother Nature has in store. Because winter's a lot like some people's in-laws. It's cold, shows up unexpectedly, and refuses to leave. Trust the experts at Toyota for premium winter tires, batteries, brakes, and more. Beat the winter rush. Book an appointment at shoptoyota.ca or contact your local Toyota dealer today.
This is the sound of medicine. When you stay at a Ronald McDonald House, close to your sick child, family is medicine. And right now, it's helping Ryan battle leukemia. We need your help to keep families together. Please donate today at rmhc.ca.
At Sleep Country, we're celebrating 30 years of great sleep with amazing deals.
Big.
It's the biggest event in our history with Kingsdown Queen mattresses starting at $749.
As if.
And a free gift with $149 minimum purchase.
Free.
Say cheers to 30 years with anniversary deals only at Sleep Country. Hurry, and Sunday. See in-store or online for details.
When my knees were hurting, I was that guy who told everyone about it. I talked to my colleagues.
Hi, everyone. My knees hurt.
To my dog.
My knees hurt.
But really, I should have been talking to my doctor about Cingal, the only treatment that combines fast-acting and long-lasting relief from osteoarthritis knee pain in a single injection. To find a clinic, visit Cingal.ca. Cingal.ca. Stop going on about your knee pain. Instead, talk to your doctor about Cingal. Cingal may not be appropriate for everyone. If you have questions about this product, talk to your doctor.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5, proudly broadcasting in the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe, the Wendat, the Haudenosaunee peoples, and the Mississaugas of the Credit. This is KISS.
What he wants and just sits on his, on his. No, no, I don't want you.
don't show love. Oh yes, son, I'm talking to you. Wanna get with me?
With the Gore Downie and Chani Wenjack Fund, radio stations throughout Turtle Island have come together to amplify Indigenous voices and honor Indigenous peoples. It's a day to listen, and it doesn't stop here. Find out how you can continue the conversation at adaytolisten.ca.
Cause it was always you. is a day to listen. A day to elevate the voices of Indigenous peoples in partnership with the Gord Downie and Chani Wenjack Fund. For more information, visit adaytolisten.ca.
I'll smile, don't know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah, I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah.
Amplifying Indigenous voices, this is a day to listen. In partnership with the Gord Downie and Chani Wenjack Fund.
Good afternoon, I'm Kim Wheeler and this is a day to listen. I am so glad you are spending time with me on the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. It's my honor to be joining you today in partnership with the Gord Downie and Chani Wenjack Fund. 4 years ago, over 500 radio stations came together to air A Day to Listen. It is an initiative of the Gord Downie and Chani Wenjack Fund. Gord Downie was the legendary frontman of the iconic Canadian band, The Tragically Hip. He encouraged Canadians to do something when it came to reconciliation in this country. By listening, and I mean really listening to the conversations we have brought you all day long, I hope you have learned more about the incredible Indigenous nations on this land we share. To hear the full conversations, head over to adaytolisten.ca.
track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Back a vest for your Jimmy in the city of specs. We in that sunshine state for the bomb ass hemp beat. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp speed. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since Honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me diamond shining. Looking like a Rob Liberace. It's all good. Your city is the bomb if your city making pain. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
Welcome back. I'm Kim Wheeler, Anishinaabe and Mohawk, and a 60 Scoop survivor. We are broadcasting on hundreds of radio stations throughout Turtle Island on the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. This year's theme is All My Relations. It is a reminder that we are all connected to everything around us. The four-leggeds, the two-leggeds, the winged ones, the ones in the ocean and the ones below ground, as well as everything the land provides. A Day to Listen is broadcast in partnership with the Gord Downie and Cheney Wenjack Fund. Cheney Wenjack was an Anishinaabe boy who ran away from the Cecilia Jeffrey Residential School in 1966, hoping to find his way home 600 kilometers away. He didn't make it home, but his legacy lives on in the work we're doing together here today, educating Canadians on the true history of Indigenous peoples and the lasting impacts of residential schools.